I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325. Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now, every Monday on 104.5 FM at 9:30 a.m. and KKXX.net live streaming. I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF 69783. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist at Chico Creek Counseling. And every Monday, the format of our show is a little bit different. We talk about things that are that use my wheelhouse as a therapist to help the people in our community a little bit. And so if there's any topic that you have been thinking about, you think, I want to learn more about this, or this is what's struggling in my life, please send me an email at jwilkerson@chicocreekcounseling.com. J. Wilkerson, W-I-L-K-E-R-S-O-N, at ChicoCreekCounseling.com. And just say, hey, Jessica, I would like to learn more about healthy boundaries, or I would like to learn more about taking ownership for your actions, or whatever it is that's going on in your life you want to hear more about, because sometimes I get stuck in a rut on topics. And while there's so many topics out there, I just think to myself, what do people want to hear about? And I'm sure there's a lot of more creative things than I've been talking about. So if I could get a little help from you guys, I would really appreciate it. You're doing me a favor by sending me those emails. jwilkerson@chicocreekcounseling.com. Okay, so, and remember this, while this show is psychotherapy related, and I am a psychotherapist, the registered intern, this is not a substitute for therapy. So if things we talk about are triggered and you think I need to learn more about that, please reach out to somebody in your community to help you explore deeper. 30-minute show cannot substitute for good one-on-one therapy. Okay, so today I was thinking we would talk about appropriate expectations for teenagers. Because it is summer and the kiddos are out and about, they're too old for babysitting, you don't really want to leave them on their own for 9 or 10 hours a day while you're at work, and what kind of expectation should you have for them in these situations and in life in general? I don't have as many teenagers. Normally I'm inundated. I have tons and tons and tons of teenagers on my caseload, and lately I have actually a ton of individuals who are women on my caseload lately. But teens are still near and dear to my heart. And I was talking with a mom today about her daughter. And the daughter was recently in a relationship and has broken up with the boy. And she's so distraught. And she's so distraught over it. And the parents think she should just break up and break it off and cease communication with him. And she is refusing. Even though they broke up, she cannot stop communicating with him. And she just doesn't want to let that go. And I think about all of the different teenagers I've had on my sofa. And I think about the teenagers I knew when I was a teenager, and the teenagers that are in my teenage son's life. And I can see this huge big picture between all the different types of kids. And we talked about the boy and her daughter and all of that good stuff. And it just makes me think about how many parents out there, our teenagers are so good at convincing us that they know it already. Like, I know, Mom, I knew that. Ugh. Or coming home from school and teaching you about this cool thing that they learned in history class, which my son is constantly doing, and I'm really excited that he likes history. I don't find it as interesting as he does, but I fake it. So I just want to keep that little candle lit there. So I think about that, how it's their job, because they're trying to pull away. In a few years, they're going to need to be on their own. They're going to need Mom and Dad to know that they're fine on their own. They think that they're fine right now. They know, they feel a lot more mature than they've ever felt in their entire life, which it's true. They are more mature than they've ever been in their entire life. And so they trick you. Not on purpose, because we're humans and we buy it, that they are so mature and that they've grown and they're growing and that they can handle these things. And then we have these expectations that they will just heed our advice because they are so mature that they can see the wisdom in it. But they want to do what they want to do. So let's talk more about that when we come back after this commercial break.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, and I'm a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF 69783, registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. And if you want to come in for an appointment, I currently have openings. I take individuals, couples, children, and teens. And we can sit down and talk about the specifics of your family and what's going on in your life. You can call me at 530-921-5122 or send me an email at jwilkerson@chicocreekcounseling.com. So we're talking about teenagers right now. And we just got done with the segment talking about how they're very skilled at teaching their parents that they're old enough to handle the things that they think that they're old enough to handle, because they are more mature than they've ever been in their entire life. And there is some exciting, macho maturity about that they feel so mature. And so then the parents buy into it. I mean, to a point, right? We don't buy into it all the way, but to a point we do. And that's where it gets tricky, because parenting our teenagers the way that we parented them their whole life is not going to work. There's going to be a power struggle, because it is their job. It is their job to teach you that they are grown up, and they are really good at that job. And so often power struggles ensue. So what do you do with that? Well, the parenting style changes to a more mentorship and role modeling style. And I believe it's completely okay to call that out, to say, you know what, I'm role modeling boundaries right now. So you can say things like, Okay, I've noticed every time you start texting with your two girlfriends, Susan and Brittany. Talk about generational differences in the names, right? Whenever you're texting with Susan and Brittany, before you get on that phone, you are happy and chipper and we all get along. And then I noticed during the texting and afterwards, you're not the same daughter that I had. You are suddenly a little grumpier. You are easier to talk back. I don't know what's going on with Susan and Brittany. I don't know if they're being mean to you. I don't know if that's just like the sarcastic way that they talk, and so you adopt that for a few moments. We need to discuss that because I've noticed this change. And instead of just getting, you're just in trouble. You're not allowed to talk to them anymore. You're grounded if you talk to us with that attitude. Talk about it. Mentor her. When she's a grown-up and she's off at work and in a career, she's going to have to be able to be self-aware of how interacting with other people changes the way that she's interacting, right? When she's married someday, she's going to need to be self-aware enough to know that. So say that. I've noticed that these are some changes in the way that we all relate to each other after you have those conversations. And remember, it's her job. It's your teenager's job to be independent from you. So she's going to deny it. No, I'm still me. I'm still the same me. I didn't change. You're the ones who changed because you don't like my friends. And so you just have to be ready for it and know that that is her job. As a teenager, she's working through all of that stuff. So you say, no, in fact, I don't know your friends well enough to like them or dislike them. Or no, in fact, I do like so-and-so. I just don't like the person, the character traits that end up happening after you interact with them. Or, you know what, your friend so-and-so, there have been a lot of times where I did not agree with the way that she treated you. You're right. And I've also noticed that there must still be something going on because of these behavior changes in you. And it makes me concerned. So you're taking it away from, it's about the kids. It's about the other kids. And it's more about there's these changes in you. And I'm talking about these changes. And that's what's concerning me. Okay, one more commercial break. And then when we return, we'll talk a little bit more about parenting your teenager through the summer. And what to do with that. Okay, we'll be right back. This is Jessica Wilkerson from Chico Creek Counseling and KKXX.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air.
894-7325. Every other day to start. I know people make promises all the time, then they turn right around and break them. And someone cuts your heart open with a knife, now you're bleeding. But I could be that guy to heal it over time.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now, helping people on 104.5 FM, 930 AM, and live streaming on kkxx.net. I am Jessica Wilkerson, a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783, registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist at Chico Creek Counseling here in Chico. You can call me at 530-921-5122 for setting an appointment. I'm currently accepting new clients. So we were talking about teenagers and communicating with them about their behaviors. And so having that conversation, and you know, typically it is more well received when your teenager is in a mood to receive it. So just like your spouse, just like anybody really across the board, if somebody is already in an altered state of emotion and it's a distressing emotion, they're irritable, grumpy, disappointed, they don't want to hear it. They're not going to receive what you want to say in kindness about their negative behavior. So pull them aside later after they've kind of jumped out of it. So if your teenager's on the phone and grumpy and it's nighttime, you can say, you know what, that's it. We're done. Go to bed. Go to your room. If you take your grumpy mood to your room, we're going to talk about this tomorrow. And then tomorrow, after breakfast, when you have normal blood sugar, have a little conversation. Or during breakfast, hey, dude, you know, speak your child's language a little bit as best you can. Hey, dude, I've noticed, like, this is a trend. You know, the first couple times it happened, I just kind of let it go because I figured it was a fluke. But now I've noticed there's a pattern. Every time you're on the phone, or, you know, we try to, in therapy, we try to take out the every time, the all or nothing talking. So much of the time when you're on the phone, I've noticed when you get off the phone, our relationship is not as good as it was beforehand. What do you think is going on there? And they'll might say nothing, or they might say, because when I'm on the phone, you're bugging me the whole time. You're trying to get in my business. And if that's the truth, then own it, back off a little bit. But if it's really, you know, something else, you back off and you're giving them space when they're on the phone, they get off the phone and they're surly, then, you know, they need to own that. So then you say, well, you know, okay, I hear you. I'll give it a try. I'll see what's different. Give it that try and then have the conversation again during a time when you both are in normal moods. And then the other thing I wanted to talk about that, I hope you don't run out of time, is setting people up for success. So setting your teenagers up for success. If you come home, if your teenager's been home all day, and because they're too old for babysitting, they don't have a job because they're too young for a job, they're 14, 15, 16, whatever, and they've just been home lounging around, watching TV, playing video games, texting, whatever. And you come home, you walk in the door and you're like, what? All you've done all day is watch TV? That's not cool. Because you're trying to talk their language. And that's what you would say. Try the other way around. Set them up for success. So start setting up those expectations ahead of time. So the night before, hey, Bobby, tomorrow I'll be at work 8 to 5, so I'll be leaving the house 7:30 and I'll return at 5:30. I'll probably come home for lunch just to check on you and spend some time with you. I want you to do 2 chores in the morning before lunch and 2 chores in the evening or in the afternoon after lunch. So when I come home, 4 chores need to be done. Or, hey, Bobby, I'll be working all day today. And I know that you have basketball with your friends today at 3. So I need to make sure that you get a couple of chores done. Because in life, we have obligations as well as free fun time. And it's my job as your parent to teach you that. Also, as a family, we need to share the responsibility in the household. So you have to do 2 chores today before lunch. So see how you give that time limit before lunch or by 3 o'clock. I like the before lunch one because it's feasible. You could say, I might come home at lunch. I do that a lot. I might be home at lunch. And if I do come home at lunch, I want to see that those are done. And there's that little bit of accountability. You don't have to come home for lunch every day. You don't have to give up that time. But let your kids think you will. And do follow that through. Do come home for lunch periodically. Because, you know, that's just kind of fun to come and spend a lunch hour with your kiddo, even if it's only 20 minutes because you spent most of that time commuting. Okay, this is Jessica Wilkerson. I will be back next Monday. And please send me some emails on topics because I would love to talk about what you want to hear about. Just jwilkerson@chicocreekcounseling.com, or you can call me at 530-921-5122.